New Life, Conversation 467. Hello, thank you for being with us in New Life, a series of educational conversations with Dr. Rav Lightman. Hello, Yael. Our topic today is crisis in faith, in belief. There's quite a crisis nowadays between our parliament and the public, and we see that over the years and periods. I see that crisis intensify. We want to understand it today. What does it happen and what can we do about it? Yael, please. So indeed, just as Oren said, there's a lack of confidence between the public and the electorate. This kind of a great despair. We see it now before the election, especially among the young generation that feel there's no need, no point going and voting, no matter what you choose. There's no chance for anything to change. Left, right, and the accommodation won't change. The situation won't change. Relationship in the society won't change. Basically, we are entering kind of a state of the electorate that we were promised things prior to the elections. We're promising, and then we're voting, and that from that moment onwards, we are forgotten. We're kind of transparent people, and we feel that we lost control, lost grip of how life is conducted. Even the president, Reuven Rublin, said that he thinks that the public would avoid going to vote. He thinks that the public doesn't vote in electorate, and he thinks that it will. He fear it will affect our system. So there's a great distrust in our system of the management of the government, and in general, not only in our country, all the Western countries, there's a decline in the number of people that are going to vote. In the last decade, speaking of 65%, whereby if we're looking at recent years, we're talking about 70% and more, 80%. And indeed, we want to understand. We feel that we, as the public, that no one really takes us into account, no one counts us, that there's a great disconnection here. And we want to understand, how did we get to this situation? From your point of view, a person who sees things very broadly, how did we come to this state? Thank you. Well, what I think, well, first of all, I think that the world behave according to a plan which we do not know. So if we don't know the plan, yes, but we see that everything follow a plan. When I'm looking at the whole of history, I say that possibly there are at times here special human beings like Napoleon or Lenin there, or Hitler and or Einstein, etc. There are the people through which this plan being realized? No, let's say even realized to some extent, but mainly open up to people. But the plan exists, and eventually it doesn't quite matter who's there, in the Congress or in the Parliament or other places, Majlis, other places. Which plan? Plan of nature, nature's plan. We are in a system that is entirely, is calling, it's entirely nature. And in the, when we research, where we can research, we find systematic, essential, systematic fashion without any relation to a person, how much people regret or not, etc. All in all, nature relate to still vegetative animate. And speaking in a very simple manner, activate them in order to bring them to a certain purpose, to a certain place. From the beginning of creation down to the end of creation. And here, as we are choosing for ourselves all kind of people, we need to understand that at the end of the day, it's not it doesn't affect nature's plan. Well, nature's plan doesn't quite matter. Rather, what matters is to what extent those people understand nature's general plan and know how to adopt or the public into the general plan. Here, yes, it is possible to make changes and make our life easier, nicer, and more pleasant. That we will receive less blows if we follow that plan. Or if we don't quite understand the plan, or don't understand at all, or claiming that there is no plan and there's nothing here, it's just an insane person can say that. Because if it's nature, then we can't choose that. Ah, now we'll build communism. Now we're doing this and that things, or other things. In everything we need to extract, everything we need to extract from nature itself. And this is a question, because if we don't know, almost 100%, we are failing. And then everything we do is simply wasting lots of energy in that. We can't realize what we ourselves are planning. They're not plans, because our plans are not in line with nature's general plan. Hence, and if it's contradicting nature's plan, so what? So we are in trouble here, because it's like you have two people, that everyone, with respect to society, etc., that's what they're saying. One said to the right and one to the left in politics, right? This one wants to do it that way and the others that way. And what turns up? Neither according to those, nor according to those. And it's not because they don't want or incapable or what, rather because they're not matching their plan with nature's plan, especially nowadays. And indeed, this is why we, and why specifically now? Because humanity came to a state, say in the last 30, 50 years, but gradually began to come to a state that man need to enter in his development, need to participate in a goal-oriented fashion, whereby one mankind know nature's plan, starting it, processing the individual and the society in line with this plan. In ancient times, even thousands of years, up to from ancient times down to the middle of the 20th century, we weren't asked by nature, how do we want to evolve? Nature didn't require of us goal-oriented or conscious development for us to know the plan, know the goal, and develop towards it. Rather, well, we were like a herd, you know, like you have a herd, and the herd, by blows or pressures, advancing. Just like the still vegetative and animate, so were we. And now we're reaching the degree of Adam, the human being. Adam is the one whose head resembles nature's plan. It's understand. It's with the entire plan of nature. How can we participate in that process nature goes through? Otherwise, it will go through us, but in a very harsh way. It is called in due time. Rather, for us to get to know that plan, follow it, in the path of, I would hasten it, so-called. Meaning, bringing the remedy ahead of the illness. That means we will change, we'll understand what nature requires of us, and we'll change accordingly in advance. And this will advance mutually in embraced. And this is the cause for what's happened nowadays. Well, I would say that this is even since the end of the 19th century is the case, but at least from since this middle of the 20th century, and nowadays even more so, there's nothing to talk about. In the last 20, 30 years, it is known, it is felt. Hence, what have I got to choose to vote for? What faith can be in me? What confidence when I see methodically? Not once in 4 years, or some countries every 5 years, yeah. and we see it doesn't work out anywhere. Every leader that says, I'm willing to do, and let's say that indeed they want to do, but they don't know how. He doesn't know how. Hence we see that no matter who we choose, inevitably will evolve in a certain direction, and it's not up to that poor person that's really the one absorbing our swearing, so to speak. Hence the lack of confidence in the leaders, from the people to the leaders, is natural. It's not a problem of the leaders themselves. Say they were really faithful leaders to the public and bring the public to success, etc. Yet it wouldn't last. Rather, only if these leaders, representatives, and the people themselves would learn towards what form now we are advancing by the pressures that are being activated upon us from above, by nature pressure. And then we would understand that maybe it's not worth a while fighting the cost of living, fighting education, fighting family relations, what happened with people on the roads, working places, all kind of... we would have maybe treating it on a totally different plane. According to what the wisdom of Kabbalah claims, we would have treated it only on the social plane. Only. And even then, you could say, well, but there are many such organizations and parties for which the social aspect is very important. But how would they know? Even if they're feeling slightly that Yehuda is kind of cause, I would say, a leverage to change many things, but how would they know how to do it? From where would they know? Because this is possible only if we are opening up nature, if we truly study it in its depth. Hence, even those who truly want to reach good changes, it doesn't work out for them. As usual, good intentions, action and conclusion turns out opposite to the intention. Hence, the recent government period in government. We see people really wanted to succeed, and they came to total breaking down to a level that the public totally despised them. So we are advancing towards a state whereby the people need to understand the reason for its despair, for its disrespect, and in the electorates, the reason for lack of confidence in the representatives. But for that, people need to know what truly happens, and that is not right to punish those people and really to reject them or Paul, the leaders in all their in the government, in the parliament, in all kind of different organizations that work around the government. Rather, we need to sit down and study, all of us, and learn nature's plan, because we have entered a period, and we means the whole of humanity, but specifically the people of Israel, whereby we need to study how is nature leading us towards what goal, what form, what format, what model, what pattern, mold we should take upon our society, right? And constantly how to adapt ourselves each year, how our society should change accordingly. And once we change our society by ourselves, not by nature's blows, rather by ourselves, we already came to a state that the public need to participate in those changes in a goal-oriented manner. You said nature blows. Can you give an example? Well, pressures, wars, public problems, unemployment, cost of living, education, a lot of problems of reality. Yeah, these are the blows. Hence, we have no other, no way around it. We can't just rid ourselves from all those things, and we can't throw it upon the leaders. Say the electorate, the elected ones, because we aren't electing people who are right or wrong or for the job. Rather, no one is right for the job. Rather, we need to learn what does nature or the creator, the upper force. It doesn't matter if there's a tsunami coming. So it's higher to me, right? I need to know how do I behave with that force. So accordingly, we need. Then this is our work, hence to get into studying of being aware of the situation, knowing the situation, both the representatives and the public, the electors, and then we'll see together how there are people here who can join together, because the studying show us that we need to be as one man, in connection and not many parties and everyone eating the other. It should be a totally different course, new paradigm. And then we need to see where are the people who can answer correctly the questions nature posed before us. And all those questions are basically being resolved only by connection. What does it mean, problems that nature posed before us? Questions. Problems, what? Don't we have a question about the cost of living, about unemployment, kids' education, confidence, etc., ecology? There are many, many things. And there would be much higher malfunction than what's been so far, because we are not matching nature plan. If we won't match it, we'll suffer much more. If I understood correctly what you explained thus far, the lack of confidence of the public in the electorate, it's not the electorate's fault. It's like they're in an impossible situation. This kind of a general plan of development that we do not know that leads us to a certain point. And then I'm chosen to lead. And there's a person coming, trying wholeheartedly to lead to a good place, crashing. Another person coming, trying to lead towards a good place, crashing. So you say it won't stop. If another world come, will crash unless he knows what the plan of development, nature's plan, wants to aim us. And had I known that, then I would come and aim the direction that the public I'm leading towards that direction. And then be matching between the plan I'm bringing and the course that we're supposed to advance inevitably with me or without me. Correct. So you said, if I understood correctly from your words, that had we understood where nature aims us, then we would focus not in 1001 problems we're trying to resolve, rather in the social aspect. What does it mean, focusing on the social level? Well, who is humanity all in all? Humanity is kind of a body that includes within it the people, yeah, men, women, kids that need to manage it in such a way that it will feel good in each and every moment of its existence. What is humanity? Now, what form humanity need to take in each and every moment it develops? And it's clearly we advancing towards a certain direction, towards a certain point. Yeah, so everything changes. We see all of nature changes. So we see that we're evolving, either for good or bad. So we are changing. Now, my question is, what does nature demand of us? What does it demand of us? And as we learn all the rules, especially in the 20th century, what we learn that all of nature is an integral, complete system where everything is interconnected, like in human body, that everything connects to everything else. And if so, there has to be matching between all the parts, and there's no such thing of them being contradicting to one another. Even if it seems to us that they're contradicting or not in line, it's because we don't know how do they combine together. Hence, we need to understand what we got from nature. Here, look at the whole of humanity. This is what needs to be, other than the connection between them, as the connections need to be in new quality, not by blows, not by the ego, not by hatred, right? Rather, whereby lying and wars, I want to control the others. Really understand we're all in one pot, and there's no choice. What would be bad for me eventually would be bad for everyone, and vice versa. If they'll have it bad, I'll have it bad. And we need to build here in the global world, in one pot, we need to build a society that is entirely homogeneous society. I mean, people, equal people, connecting correctly with one another as much as everyone can compensate or complete the others. A society that built in such way that well, kind of a social, it's not the socialism as we see among us, rather equality. Each one has the right place, the right education for kids and adults, relinquishment, and up to reaching connection of love, contacts of love. Because if we're one body, there's no such thing that one wants to eat the other. And if it does happen, then it's cancerous. Can you translate that international vision into the Israeli society? What does it mean, a completion between all the parts, even if they appear contradicting, new links, contacts? What does it mean for Israel? With Israel, it's even many folds over. More so related to Israel, because the people of Israel must, before all, it must reach that understanding and that completion, and then demonstrate it to others to be like a light for the nations. We are in this world as a model nation. As a model nation. Hence, we are hated because we're not setting an example. We're an example for the opposite. We're a bad example. In the same plan you're talking about, what is written about the development of the Israeli society? Say a step or two ahead. This society has to become a commune. What is a commune? A commune when everyone is together. All of Israel are friends, love their friend as they self. In such manner that there'll be no one poor, no great, nor small. Everyone would be equal. Everyone would be connected. Everyone would care only for the connection between them, as tight as possible, complementing one another, like in the body. Every organ, every part in the body, complete the others. And then the whole body is functioning well. Had there been a leader that would understand the plan you are talking about, the plan of the development of the Israeli society, not even the whole plan, just a step or two forward, would he win the electorate's trust? No, first he would have to explain himself to the electorates, bring proofs from science, bring proofs from the wisdom of Kabbalah. He would have to gradually teach the public to understand him, because the public doesn't understand. The public is in give me cheap cottage for half a shekel, give me accommodation for 100,000 shekel, housing, and more than that I don't want. The public is simple. You also need to lift them, to elevate them, to bring them to understanding. Why are we the people of Israel? Why do we get special treatment from the whole world? And what do we need to be? Because be within the same plan of within nature's plan. We are having a special treatment here. We, in this plan, we need to function not like all the nations. We see. We can't escape the role, our destiny. This is exactly my plan. You said that according to nature's plan, here in Israel should be a society which realize love, life, and as they self in practice. Yes, and show it to all the nations. So let's say I don't believe there's such thing written in nature's plan. Does it change the track train advances by? No. But nature would bend you to do it, to nevertheless reach love the friend of as they self, but through blows. If you don't want to accept it on your own accord, then you'll get it through very harsh reality. Yeah, wars up to atom wars. But if all of a sudden there's a person who perceive, who understand where he needs to go, he understand that reality, he know where he needs to go. What does that mean? What will appear differently to what we see nowadays? Why is it worth my while voting for such person? I go to vote. Say, identify someone that does have the ability to perceive nature's plan and go along with it. What would he do? Yes, what would he give me later on? He would, first of all, activate education to the whole nation, in all the media, in schools, kindergartens, working places for adults. He would apply education. What is the education? Let's get to know nature. Let's get to know nature. Nature, in Gematria, is God. So let's get to know who rules us and what does he want from us? And what would come out of it? He would realize in what way you need to see yourselves each time, day by day, week by week, month by month. Would I have a better life, practically? Of course. You could reach a life that is truly paradise. It is written in the plan. It is written in the plan. Meaning at the end of the plan, because you're like a bad kid, suddenly if he turns to be good and does precisely what his parents demand of him, then he is rewarded of good attitude. No diseases, no problems, no security, no cost of living, nothing. Everything truly paradise. Everything falls into place in a way that is indescribable, inimaginable. Everything just goes smoothly before you even need to do it. Well, you brought a smile to my face before the end of the program. Our time is run out. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Avleitman. Thank you, Yael, for being, and thank you all for being with us on the way to paradise, new life. All the best.